Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Curtis Haynes, one of my top multifamily consultants and our probably highest volume investor in Lifestyles history. But we brought on today, asked Paul Vorabil to call in because Paul sent me an email that was probably one of the most flattering emails I've ever received. And what really got me, Paul, about the email, and welcome to the show, by the way, what really got me about the email was how excited you were about something you were just beginning a journey into. I don't know if there's any way we can replicate the enthusiasm you had in that email. What is it that you're seeing in Lifestyles? What is it you're seeing in the communication you and I had there at the dinner? What is it that has got you so excited?
It's been a very fascinating experience for me to see the credibility and honesty. And that was actually, the factor for me to join was your just dedication to credibility, integrity, honesty. That was a really easy, simple decision for me to make the payment for the education that I'm entitled to. And it's just a very empowering tool. I guess I'm kind of speechless at this point, but yeah, it's a life-changing experience for me. And the only thing I can wish, I would have done more research and found out about your organization earlier, 10 years before. I'm in my 50s at this point, so I'd like to absorb the knowledge, and my son is going to be thrilled, I think, to follow in my steps. Totally... Yeah, go ahead.
You're at the beginning of your journey. Curtis and I, we're at the successful end of the journey. We're not done, but we're at the other end. What are you looking forward to? What's your end goal for all this, Paul?
Well, my end goal would be to be an operator of a building, which I attempted to purchase the building, and the offer fell through. Thank God it did, because I had no experience and knowledge. And now that I see all the resources and all the people behind me, if I do take that step once I have the education, it would be a lot more easier for me to make that step instead of just a shot in the dark, and hope for the best.
Well, we really appreciate you sending me the email, and also we appreciate the enthusiasm you have. And we look forward to having you up there someday. To where you're so successful, you'll be given back in mentoring too. Appreciate the call in, man. I know it's hard just in the middle of the day to make a call, but really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Paul.
Curtis. Have a great day.
So, Curtis, let's pick this back up here. Here you are at the end, or maybe the middle. That's all in how you perceive it, isn't it?
Stop saying we're at the end, Dell. You're scaring me, buddy.
It's all in the eye of the beholder. And, the bottom line is I thought I was done 10 times. And every time I thought I was done, you come across the reality. It's okay. I'm going to cash in all my chips. I'm sitting on the sidelines. I've got enough to live for the rest of my life as a king. But then you sit there and you go, but that's not a part of the family office. The family office is to keep the money invested, to keep it growing for the family, for the future. And what I'd like to make a point to is that where I think, and I want to get your opinion on this, where I think that what's happened with me is I'm willing to let the money grow exponentially and keep working hard as it can. In fact, I'd like it to work hard as it can, but I'm not willing to work hard anymore. I'm not even willing to work easy anymore. I'm willing to put in a very minimal amount of effort and time, yet I still want the money working as hard as I can have it. How do you see that, Curtis? Where are you at in that curve?
Yeah, I mean that's the beautiful thing about one of the options for folks out there within Lifestyles is the passive investing option, where there's just not much work involved other than some basic due diligence on the opportunity and the person.
Yeah. So in this situation right now with the your situation, you've got a tremendous number.
I'm getting a busy signal on my side. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yeah, I do hear that. It must have been Paul's phone just hung up. There we go. We cut him off. We're good.
Okay.
Go ahead, Curtis. So where are you at right now? Are you still churning your money, I would assume?
Yes. And Adele, I think part of our conversation is really about what we're ultimately wanting to do. And, you know, for you and your story, when you're talking about in the 2-day and you wanted to, you know, what would it be like to get your first million in your bank account or make first million a year? And all those things you had in your head, you accomplished. You know, it was just one, you know, I call it mountain that you climbed, and you got to the top of that mountain, you accomplished it. And you set another goal and you accomplished it. You set another goal and accomplished it. And some point in time, which I think where you're at and where I'm at is, you know, there's something else out there. And I know for you, which is very similar to me, is the giving back part, because you're working very hard on the giving back side, giving back to the members. The amount of time, energy, and effort that you dedicate to yourself with what you're doing is not for any money whatsoever. It's purely for the joy of giving back. And I think that's the kind of thing that keeps you going. And then you have your stack of cash that you wanted to generate, and I'm looking at it kind of the same way. I've gotten to the point where I don't need to work as hard. I want to spend more time with my family and our newborn. And so for me, and being that trying to go find a deal myself, trying to go run the property myself, trying to be the operator myself, I'm pretty much finished with that. And my next thing I want to do is just continue doing investing in real estate, but more on a very, very passive level. And so with the family office concept, it keeps me sharp in the sense that I don't get relaxed with the cash I have. It's like, okay, I'm staring at this asset. It's not working hard, very hard for me, 1% at best. And so I want to put it to work. And over the last 10 years, the one thing that I feel very, very comfortable with is multifamily properties. I feel like no matter an up or down economy, this is one of the things I don't have to time the real estate market like the stock market. I can invest anytime because of the kind of assets that we buy, I know is safe. So my principal is going to be safe. It's just a matter of how much money I make depending on where we are in the economy. So I'm just wanting to go all in, Dale. It's like everything I get, I put back in. I live very, very conservatively. I don't need a big house, fancy car. So everything I get is right back into multifamily properties.
Would you consider what you're doing even akin to something called dollar cost averaging?
You know, what's crazy about this that I'm personally experiencing that I'm trying to put my arms around is it's more of a snowball effect that's just mind-blowing to me. Because it gets so much easier and easier and easier as you build layers and layers and layers of property. So I have 40 properties, 40 assets out there right now.
Curtis, let's cut it off right there because they're going to take us to break. I don't want you to get right in the middle of the answer and they turn the music on you. All right, we'll be right back with Curtis Haynes. Sorry about that, Curtis. And the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.